Previously on The Writer's Wardrobe.
There's a zombie apocalypse.
Name's Anna. I'm the Black Thumb.
I was shot.
In the ass?
Yes, in the ass.
I've taken the liberty of preparing two Edgeford assault rifles, a sawn-off double barrel, and a Vendetto.
I have no idea what any of that is.
What are all these weird earthquakes, anyway?
Jack says it's the realm weakening. That's why it's so important to find Lou.
People, friends, we're once again returning with an installment of GIF Saves the World and Clinton Watches. It's me, the Brainwave, and Clinton, the Brainless. We're at the outskirts of Anna the Black Thumb's encampment. We've been practicing all night with machine guns. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, every bullet just makes my ass throb. Oh, it's agony.
And we're set to follow in Melody's footsteps.
To find Loomis.
Yes, to find Loomis, whatever. Anyway, Melody went this way and we're about to head out. Anna is going to watch over us like the angel she is, except instead of wings, she has a bridge, and instead of useless but good intentions, she has a sniper rifle. It's very cool.
Hopefully she won't need it.
I expect she will. She told us the quarry is riddled with bandits. Riddled! So she gave me a nifty walkie-talkie.
She very specifically gave it to me.
Semantics.
Because she thinks you're an idiot.
No, it's because I'll be using the crutches she gave me on account of my ass having one too many holes in it. I don't even want to think about it.
What, are you having flashbacks to how we got the bullet out?
You know, that bullet's probably still in there. We'll have to get it out before you go anywhere.
Clinton, I forbid you to tell anyone that story.
Complete honesty. Isn't that what we're going for, Jif? Transparency in the field?
No. It's not in there. Get that knife away from me.
Hold him down, Clinton.
Okay.
Get off me, you fucking traitor! Get off! Ah! I hate you.
Are you shitbirds ready to get moving?
Give me the radio.
No.
Give me the radio!
No! Yeah, we're all good here.
I'm in position. Start moving.
Thanks. Jif, you gotta turn off the mic, man.
Can't I just carry it?
No. You know what happens last time we tried that.
Ugh, fine.
Welcome back, ladies and...
Are you fucking serious?
What?
You turn on the fucking mic now?
There was a lull in the action.
It's not a fucking lull. You should be up here helping me shoot.
I dropped my gun.
You fucking what?
In the commotion, in my defense, I was getting shot at.
We're both getting shot at. The last thing you do is drop your weapon. What the fuck?
Oh, that was close.
Yes, it was. Here, take the radio.
Oh, finally.
See if Anna can give us any cover fire. This is insane.
Come in if you're good looking.
What?
Listen, Clinton was wondering, and I mean, I wasn't wondering or anything because I'm very cool and collected under pressure, and especially under fire, but Clinton was. Are you able to give us some covering fire so we can get out of this fucking quarry?
Settle down. I'm repositioning. Oh, fuck. What gradient climb is this fucking hill? I couldn't see shit where I was earlier. Oh, damn fucking knees.
So much for being an expert. Anyway, back to our episode.
These guys have so many bullets! They must be weighed down by all those bags.
Bags?
Yeah, bags of bullets.
You're a bag, Clinton. A ball bag.
And you're still a dick. What's happening?
What do you mean?
Well, they stopped shooting.
Maybe they're all reloading.
At the same time?
Well, maybe they're out of bullets, just as you were complaining about how many bullets they had. Oh, the irony. Anyway, we made it barely 5 minutes into our journey across the quarry before we were attacked by, I don't know... Bandits, I guess, doesn't matter.
It's a 3 minute walk. The quarry isn't even that big, but you had to waddle along and slow us all down.
I was shot in the backside.
Should have hit you in the bloody head, would have made my life easier.
We know you're there, Jif. Come on out, and we'll let you live.
Hold on a minute, I know that voice. Dick, is that you?
It's Richard. I told you not to call me that.
Dick, what the dickens are you doing shooting at me?
Are you serious?
I'm always serious.
You got me fired.
Dick, you weren't taking the job seriously. You can't blame me.
I was in the closet for chemicals.
Is that what we're calling it now? You had your dick in your hands, Dick, and I had to witness that when I went in there for chemicals.
Why does everyone you know want to kill you?
Just come out, Jif. We'll play nice.
I've seen how you play, Dick, and I want no part of it.
It's Richard. And if you don't come out, we'll come down there and kill the both of you.
Nice try, but you're out of bullets. That's the only reason you stopped firing.
Jif, get down! What are you... Oh my god, Jif! Jif!